People, don't speak harsh to people. When you meet people, don't insult them. Don't abuse people. We have had complaints of sisters. We have complaints of brothers in Ramadan insulting people, abusing people, people in the parking lot insulting people. Where you park your car here for? Where you do it? To speak to people nice, man. Be loving. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, just to speak to somebody nice, that is sadaqah. Some of us think that we are heroes when we could play bad, when we could look strong. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that strong man is the man who fights his anger, not the man who pretends he's angry and he's bad. At the end of the day, he's the biggest coward in front of his wife at home. He can't even open his mouth. Outside, he's opening hands and mouth. Home, he can't even open it. The only time that man opens his mouth at home is when he wants to yawn. You know, yawn? I tell you that because I also something in that position. That's why I'm opening my mouth here, remember? Can't really open it at home properly. So, alhamdulillah, that's my barakat, don't worry. The generous person is close to Allah, qareeb min Allah, qareeb min al-jannah. He's close to Jannah. Qareeb min al-nas, and he's also close to the people. The people loves a generous person. Allah puts it into the hearts of people to love a generous person. And hear what the hadith says. Ba'id min an-nar. But and a generous person is far from the fire of hell. Because of his generosity, Allah makes him far from Jahannam. Pulls him away from Jahannam, close to Allah, close to Jannah, close in the hearts of the people. The flip of it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wal bakhil. You know the verse we just read was about bakhil. That's what we get in the hadith, bakhil inshallah. Wal bakhil ba'id min Allah. The miser, the stingy person is far from Allah. Ba'id min al-jannah, far from Jannah. Ba'id min al-nas, and is also far from the people. People don't want that person to be their friend. He got to buy friends. When you're stingy and you're mingy, you got to buy people. Nobody wants to be your friend. Nobody wants to be your family. Nobody wants to be around you. I see how the hadith works. Allah keeps people away from you. Allah keeps away from you, and you're far from Jannah. But hear what you're close to. You're close to something though. You got a credit. You see, Allah is very just, eh? Even though he keeps you away from him, from paradise and the people, he is so just, he also gives you something. He says, Kareeb min an-nar. I'll give you something, don't worry. I'll make you close to the fire of hell. That's what the stingy, mingy person does. And the last part of this hadith is very deadly. Your brother Abu Salam, you must get up and give a bayan to all the Tabligh brothers and all the brothers who pray Salah 5 times a day. Give them this last part of the hadith, right? Maybe ask Hafiz Imran to do it, inshallah. This is very deadly. This one is big. The conclusion of this hadith. That's why some of you might not be able to eat today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wala jahilun sakhiyun. He says a generous, ignorant person, a person who is ignorant. He ain't no Hafiz, he ain't no Sheikh. Yes, an ignorant, regular brother. Mamuli say admi hai, bichare. Betakalof. Mamuli. You know what that means? Very simple, honest, humble, regular brother. Doesn't push up and walk with the big Lexus and Mercedes and BMW and big house. Humble, simple. Doesn't pretend he's the biggest pious person in the world. If he is generous, that humble, simple, ordinary person, jahil, doesn't know nothing, but he is sakhi, he is generous. Allah says, ahabbu ilallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves that person. Ahabbu ilallah, he's most loving to Allah, if you want to put it in right translation. He's dearer to Allah. In the eyes of Allah, that ignorant but generous person is near Allah, close to Allah, is most loving to Allah. Allah loves that person. In comparison to whom, brother Abdul Salam? You know the big lamba dariwala, the brother with the long beard, kurta, topi, praying namaz 5 times a day. Allah says, in comparison to that, abidim bakhil. He loves that person who is ordinary, ignorant, but generous. He loves that person. That person is dearer to Allah than the man who worships Allah all the time, but he's bakhil, he's miser, he's stingy, and he's mingy. Allah is saying, even though you're praying your salah, that's why I wanted to clip this with Ramadan. You fasted all Ramadan, prayed all Quran, read all Quran, prayed all salah, but you're stingy. Allah says, that ordinary jahil person who didn't even know how to pray, didn't even know how to read Quran, didn't know anything, because his heart is closer to Allah. Allah says, he is closer to me. And that one who prayed his salah, fast, and do all his ibadah, abid, that worshipper who is a bakhil, he is not close to Allah as the ordinary, ignorant, generous person. This is a very authentic hadith. So those of us who, you're fast over Ramadan, I don't want to sour your Ramadan now, but Ramadan has gone, don't worry. When Ramadan comes, I'll boost that up to again, inshallah, bismillah. Work with the times. Now that Ramadan has done, I don't want you to fool yourself after Ramadan. I've prayed, complete Quran, fasted, pray Tarawih, do all the 9 yards, and then we're playing cheap and mingy and stingy. Allah said, don't worry about that. You ain't closer to me than the very humble brother who fight his little way to read Quran, fight his little way to pray Salah, battle up with whatever little he knows. He is more loving to me than you. That's very powerful. Take the CD when you go, it's for free. Go read the Quranic verse, chapter 47, verse 38. And pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that. Why do we let these radical imams brainwash some of us? We come here, we sit, we sleep in khutbahs, we don't get the message, that's why we miss
it. All I need you to be grateful.
Are you telling me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect the prestige of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
All of us are only living for business.
That's all our dream.
Let me see who shall save you now.